Welcome to this last daily devotional. For this week, we have focused on several names of the Lord Jesus. We considered him as our banner, city of refuge, door, mercy seat. But today, we would like to have one more name, Jesus, the chief cornerstone. The text that speaks about this name is 1 Peter 2, verse 6, where we read, "Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Jesus is the chief cornerstone. What does that mean? Well, first of all, a cornerstone is a stone upon which the entire building rests. Whether this was a stone at the corner of a building, or whether it was more like an entire foundation of a building, it can be discussed. But the point is clear. It means that Jesus brings stability and durability to the entire rest of the building. If you're part of that building, then he brings stability. And as such, it points us to the fact that when our trust is in Christ, our lives are built upon him, our lives are stable and durable. Yes, we know that he's in full control and that he will give eternal life to all those who are found in him and their lives are built on him. That's the amazingness of grace. Now, secondly, our text shows us that it was already foretold in the Old Testament that Christ would come, and it was God's doing. Because first our text says that he was elect. That means he was chosen to be this chief cornerstone. God himself sent his son into this world, for our text says it again, "I, God, lay in Zion a chief cornerstone." It was God's amazing and glorious and plan to send his son into this world. It was God's, we sometimes call it, good pleasure. He delighted to send his son to the salvation of wretched sinners as we are. It was God's boundless mercy. However, that Christ is the cornerstone is not everybody's pleasure. Psalm 118, verse 22 tells us, "The stone which the builder refused is become the headstone." So there are those who refuse him. That's one response. The text shows that to others there is the other response. By grace, through faith, he becomes precious. It is the response of a worshipper who says with Psalm 118, verse 23 again, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes that Christ was sent for my salvation." They see beauty in him. They say, "He is such a glorious gem. He's like a shiny diamond, costly and beautiful." But this text thirdly shows that Jesus was a tried stone. Because it says in our text that he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. That means that when we by sovereign grace see beauty in Jesus Christ and we believe in him, there's no reason ever to be ashamed. In other words, there's no reason to be ashamed of Christ Jesus. When we believe in him, there will be never a moment in eternity in which we would have said, "I put my hope in Jesus Christ, but really, Jesus became the foundation of my life, but it all turned out to be like a house built on sand. It was useless. It still brought me great destruction." That's impossible. Jesus Christ is a stone that can be tried and that is found faithful, stable, 100% trustworthy. When he gives us faith in his promises, there's no doubt that he is going to fulfill those promises far above what we ever think and pray for. He will never ever let us down. He might try us at times, he may bring us through great troubles. We might not be spared a lot of difficulties, but one thing is very sure. We can we can trust him more than 100%. Those who trust him wholly find him wholly true. So let me ask you one question. Is he become your cornerstone? Is he become precious to you? Do you see his glory? And the more you see his glory, the more your stability there will be in your life. There comes a quiet trust in his promises. The more you will also be in awe, the fact that this stone was despised and rejected to bring forgiveness and deliverance. Because you know that that is what you by nature, that I by nature did. Reject him, despise him, distrust him. By nature we find Jesus as a stone over which we stumble. We trip over the fact that somehow I can bring anything of good works to the table. We chafe against the fact that we are full of sin. Because we think by nature we are pretty good. We despise his grace or make it a common thing because we feel that we are worthy of it. We have rights. But Jesus is a gem that begins to sparkle when we leave behind all our sin and self-righteousness and cast ourselves upon this sturdy foundation, Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone of our lives. When we grow in the knowledge of our sins and we begin to adore him for the fact that Jesus' perfection is far more beautiful and far more powerful than anything created in this world. So, is he precious to you? If he is, that's because he worked in you, because he gave you precious faith. Then you have reason to also rejoice and be glad. Because today is another day that the Lord has made to serve Christ and to adore him as the foundation of your life. Amen.